On a Monday, it's time for our weekly visit with Eric Carlson. He's the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. It's a segment we call BizLex Chat. And good day to you, Eric.
Good day to you, Alan.
For a long time, we have discussed the health of one of Kentucky's signature industries, of course, talking about the bourbon business. And apparently, the numbers back up the fact that the bourbon business in the bluegrass is very good.
Yeah, just a few years ago, we only had 9 distilling companies in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and now we're up to 30. And in that same time, the state domestic product has gone up 67% from $1.8 billion in 2012 to $3 billion in 2014. That's quite a big increase in such a short amount of time, especially considering when we're talking about distilling, most of it we're just talking about whiskey, and our whiskey likes to age at least 2 years. But with that, this is a study that was released last week by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Board and the Kentucky Distillers Association. Shows that we've gone up to 15,400 people on distillery payrolls, which is up 77% from 2012, where it was 8,690. So it's quite an incredible leap in just a two-year period of time. So it shows that if someone's telling you to slow down your drinking, especially if it's whiskey, you say no, you're helping the state economy.
And we have long talked about also, can we see a bourbon bubble coming? Because this is just an incredible amount of growth.
No, at this point, I don't think that's the case, unless the billions of people in Asia all of a sudden decide they don't like whiskey. We're going to be doing just fine here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. While there has been an incredible increase in popularity in the younger demographics, you know, you look at the Brooklyn types, or even here in Kentucky, people who love their bourbons and their higher end things. What's driving the market isn't that; it's Asia. All of this is coming from Asia. Recently, we saw Beam Global be purchased by Suntory, a whiskey company out of Japan, because they want to get those channels developed into Japan, China, and the rest of Asia.
All right, moving on to another signature industry, especially around our parts, and that's horse racing. Big announcement last week between Keeneland and the Red Mile about instant racing.
Yeah, back in April, we had seen both Keeneland and Red Mile say they were going to build their own instant gaming facilities, or which they call historical racing, which are akin to slot machines that run off of the records of previously run races. And at that time, it was going to be a 40,000-square-foot facility out of Keeneland with 600 terminals, and the Red Mile was going to build a competing one with 500 machines. Last week, they went ahead and announced, no, they're going to go ahead and build one combined facility that will support the purses at both tracks, and that's going to be a 1,000-terminal facility to be built at Red Mile and should be open by September of next year. Initially, they had hoped to have each of those facilities open in July of next year, but with this joint collaboration, it's apparently just pushed it back 2 months, and it should be open in time for the fall meet of Keeneland next year and the much-awaited British Cup.
All right, and final note on Fasic Tipton and the latest sales there.
Yes, their October sales, which ran the 20th through the 22nd of this month, had its largest ever sale with a total of just over $30 million in total sales for 837 horses, an average price of $35,850, which is up 5% over last year. Total sales themselves are up 7.5%. The median sale price is up 8.8%, and this sale in total is up more than threefold since the 2010 sale, where they saw just under $10 million worth of sales. So it is a record-breaking time at Fasic Tipton with their yearling sales, and it continues to look like the thoroughbred market is back on track.
We'll have to leave it there. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest on BizLex Chat. Have a great week ahead.
Thanks so much, Alan. You do the same.